Hello there, Gia.
Hello, Keisha. Hello?
Hello. Hi, Gia. How are you?
Okay. Did you see my last text?
No, is there some swearing? I could blink like Ryan.
I was trying to figure out, like, we could do some sort of signal, like, because you can see that I'm talking. You can see the bars, but you just
That's
can't.
true.
So if I had some way of affecting like the shape of the bars or something,
Right,
like you could say, Gia is saying that, we could be like Ryan in the rec room.
Yeah, that's true. America and the world, we continue to have problems with our Ringer app. If anybody knows anything about the Ringer app, please fill us in. It seems
Yeah,
to be
because we'd
the
like to wringer its neck right now.
It was fine for, for most of our, past months, and all of a sudden it's getting a little hinky on us. So it's very
I don't know.
frustrating.
Maybe it's my phone or something. It's on my end, it seems like, or I'm the one. I'm being silenced.
Well, and it always seems like when I'm about on the verge to of saying something very brilliant, and I'm wondering,
Profound, very deep,
I
deep
mean, I
thought.
haven't said it yet, but I'm just about to, so it's frustrating.
Well, speaking of, we did want you to get into the t-shirt stuff, not contest, not con the t-shirt giveaway, the great t-shirt giveaway.
Of
And I'm not going to talk about
2022.
sparkle ponies.
Oh, see, she tried in our first, our
But
I, now you've done it, Gia. You might have jinxed us with your silly pony.
So anyway, you don't have to know a code word. You just have to send an email.
And the code word would not be sparkle pony, okay, Gia? Just let go of that idea in your little dream world, maybe. You haven't seen Bob's Burgers, but you're a little bit like Tina.
I know I'm going to be so insulted if I ever see Bob's Burgers.
No, I love Tina's my
Really?
favorite. Tina's my favorite character. I have a Tina t-shirt. I love t-shirts. So, America, we do have some t-shirts available for people who are interested in receiving one. We don't have a great deal of t-shirts, but we'll give away as many as we can. And we have unisex sizes and colors, different colors, and then we also have ladies' sizes, fewer colors. But if you're interested, please drop us a line. We have a Gmail account, a table at the Tano at gmail.com. That's a table at the Tano without any punctuation at gmail.com. And we'd love to hear from you. We've already received some very nice responses, so thank you very much.
I
Okay,
noticed you
Gia.
didn't send me a ladies. Is there some message there?
What's that now?
You didn't send me a ladies. Is that like a message of any kind?
You're gonna make me say no message there, Gia. For some reason, the brand and the style I liked had sort of limited sizes, so the women's are mostly smalls,
Are
and
they
I didn't
super
know.
small? I find sometimes that when you get t-shirts and they have like a, a men's and a women's, the women's are like the, the fitted, more fitted ones are like wicked small. Like, who's that small?
Oh, I know, I know. I've been there, tried to squeeze into one of those. Yeah, they have the little cap sleeves, which aren't, they don't work on me because my guns are fierce.
If you, I like to show off like the marbled fat on my arms there.
Oh, so maybe you would like one.
I'd be a delicious cut of meat, if that
Yeah,
were
exactly. Yeah. Well, let me know if you're ready to, encase yourself in
No,
this.
I'm just teasing. You gave us a lovely amount of t-shirts, and the old man, he wore his today,
That was
and
lovely of you to send me a picture of Rory in his
he looked
t-shirt.
very cute, and nobody asked him about it. He was concerned that people would be approaching him to ask. To ask about what is this General Hospital podcast in which you boast on your chest, but no,
I wish
nobody
somebody had asked him. I would have paid money to hear his
did. We
response.
weren't in a heavily populated area, so maybe next time. But and then we argued about the color. And you said something about, yeah, that is what what most of our life is made up of, little arguments like that, you know.
About what colors they are. I think of it as a blueberry, the color that Rory was wearing is, I think of as blueberry.
I was calling it purple, and he was, you know, and I was like, so I'm even getting other shirts out and saying, this is blue. And then, you know,
like, my goodness. My goodness.
Yeah.
That's the side of marriage that you don't really see in the movies.
I know. Well, it's kind of like you and I, the Wynonna Winona thing. Just
incredulous.
Uh-huh. And I can't believe that's your belief, you know, like.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you just dig your heels in, you know.
Yeah. But whatever. We're over it now. It's all right. You settled it. You squashed me.
I'm sorry. I thought there was a hint of purple. So I think you're both winners.
Like a periwinkle. It's a bit of a periwinkle.
Yeah, a teeny bit. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Towards the indigo end of the spectrum, maybe.
Yeah. Anywho.
Yeah. Sorry, anywho. America. We've gotten off topic into.
Yeah.
We did have some hospital conversations, I think, that we needed to
yeah.
have.
Yeah. Well, speaking of like Western wear and sparkle ponies.
Wait, who was speaking of these things?
Well, I was.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah. Anyway. We had the date. I'm segueing into actual content, General Hospital content. The date between Cody and Britt, which was so weird.
So weird. The horse is just. I feel. I'm concerned about this horse at this point.
Yeah, that's like an anti-sparkle pony. That's like that's just like Quaalude pony.
Yeah, poor
fella. Or else it's like 36 years old or something.
Yeah.
And
it's starting to wonder if maybe the glue factory wouldn't have been so bad. Right? Either listening to Cody, you know, acting like he's some sort of suave dude.
Yeah. He wore a shirt. No, I don't think it was today's episode, but the day before with sort of like horizontal stripes, like a southwestern flair. Like,
right.
What bothers me about Cody and that setting is the mixing of the symbolism between Western and English.
You're just not going to be able to get over that, are you? And I don't even know what you're talking about. I just think it was kind of a crummy shirt, but if it's like English Western, some sort of like a conflict.
Well, it was, don't you think that was sort of a Western flair? Like, I don't mean you necessarily have to ride.
It was kind of like J.C. Penney's Western.
Like Southwestern kind of a,
I would say like Mall Western.
Mall Western, okay. So there's that, you know. And then in the barn setting.
Yes.
What?
just trying to stick with you, Gia. Okay. I'll give you about one more minute on this.
Okay, let me get it out quick. So when Britt and Cody went outside to eat, they were sitting at a little table.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
And on the wall, there was like a, you know, a symbol painted sort of and it had like two rearing up horses with their mane and tails flying.
Okay.
Well, that's so not what a snotty English barn would have on it. That's like a big Western, like ranch.
Right. Sort of right. Thing. Yeah.
Like, get it straight. You know,
again, like one of those mall art shops. That's the sort of.
Yeah. Like Mustang Ranch or something like that would kind of make sense for that. Yeah. Uh-huh. But not for a moneyed family that has horses and they're going to be out. You know, think about, like, not that they'd be fox hunting, but think about fox hunting symbolism as opposed to like your Western dude ranch. And they can't seem to get it right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're mixing their metaphors and it's, I won't stand for it.
This is the thing that's going to make you stop watching Hospital, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It wasn't like the absurd plot twists or anything like that, you know?
No. But anyway, the date itself I thought was torture.
Yes, it was. And I really wish Britt had meant it when she said, you know, this is not going to work.
You know? Yeah, and the whole, like, she just, the whole thing that made her fly off the handle was that he said something about having kids, and she's got Huntington's, blah, blah.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But what is his deal? Like, so is he just interested in her because she's Faison's daughter? Like, is that the angle?
And would that make a person hot to,
well,
you know,
or
to have
what,
Faison
yeah.
as her dad? You know, so that's
well,
a little
is he actually
perplexing.
Even romantically interested in her? I feel like there's some angle because he's
yeah,
such a scumbag.
Yeah. Right. He is such a scumbag. And that's why, yeah, like he was kind of dead to us from the very beginning, you know, is he just
yeah.
scumbag. So I don't know. I don't know how they're going to get us to come around on this guy. It didn't help seeing him in the steam room. I'm not going to lie.
I know.
The
shirtlessness continues. No, I didn't
and
need to see that.
And he sort of hiked up his towel so we got more
I
thigh,
know. His whole leg
you know?
Was hanging like, out. I know. It was like, you know, yeah, dude.
If you think but, that's some sort of a gift, you know.
But, you know, I guess that's in keeping with if they're trying to make him like an icky scumbag that's unappealing, then they're doing a good job.
Right, right.
So maybe that's what's happening there.
Yeah,
but,
right.
Yeah, the shirtlessness goes on and on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was really gratuitous with Chase, like, just taking his ass. You know, like, suddenly, just at the gym, he's just, oh, I'm hot.
Yeah.
You know? So he's like,
yeah.
But, I mean, the results are much better.
Sure, right. Yeah, it does feel like there's a lot of that going on, and I guess we should just be thanking them. I don't know, but you know, I don't need all of that gratuitous, you know, stuff.
I feel like when Chase takes his shirt off, it's so the results are so stunning. I felt like Finn should have acknowledged something. Like I felt like Finn should have
like a slow clap kind of.
Yeah. Or actually, if Finn just suddenly got really self-conscious and went and put a shirt on.
Like another shirt.
You know? Yeah. Like, I feel a little bad. I feel a little, you know.
Yeah.
I'm feeling a little chonky here.
I'm a doctor, okay?
Yeah.
I don't have time for all this. But, yeah. Well, you know, you know, in the date also when Cody was, like, sort of insisting that Britt, like, get to know the horse, you know, like pet common and stuff. And I know it wasn't like forcing her to do something like dangerous or anything, but why couldn't he just respect that she wasn't interested?
You know? Like what is, it's weird. It was weird.
Just pushing it. And then you had Marshall, which, you know, was another like sore spot, but like, you know, having Epiphany come out, you know, when she said she needed to study. It's like, could we please, you know, either have the women stand up for themselves or the men stop, like, you know, knowing better than the women what they want, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Like just basically when somebody says, I don't want to do that, then, like, okay.
Yeah. That should be pretty good enough, you know? So that was a little annoying and concerning.
Yeah. And when Epiphany was singing and they were cutting away to like Marshall doing his little,
his little dance.
I felt like, you know, Epiphany should have just stopped right there and said, I'm sorry, I can't go on.
I know, man.
But it was kind of a funny, I was not expecting an open mic night at the Haunted Star.
No, that came out of left field, didn't it?
It really did.
Has
the Haunted Star been active all this time and we just aren't going there?
I didn't think so because it was Lulu's baby, right?
And right, yeah.
So, yeah, that all seemed a little odd.
It seemed odd and Mac seemed awkward and...
Yeah.
And then we got Austin out again. It's like, oh, yeah, Austin. I'd forgotten about Austin.
Yeah,
What a waste of an actor.
Right. Right. Man. Yeah. That's baffling. Isn't it more and more that, you know, you take away one of our favorite characters.
Yeah. And yet you have this Cody.
He's the actor, you know. We still have the actor who plays Franco. So, yeah. I don't understand what they're
doing. Yeah, it was puzzling. And that little conversation between he and Mac with how to pronounce that woman's name. It was like, that's just a way to say Ukraine.
Is that supposed to like help our awareness of Ukraine?
Like, well, that's what I was wondering. Is like, that seemed very odd. And I don't know.
And then we didn't see this Ukrainian woman.
No, because I thought, well, maybe we're leading to something, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was all kind of weird. And And that's technically not really an open mic. I mean, that was. Right. I mean, I know you're tired of me being a stickler on.
That's okay.
Sparkle pony like topics, but that was closer to karaoke. Like,
open mic. Yeah.
You play an instrument.
Right. I was thinking. So where is Chase's music coming from? You know.
Right. And Epiphanies. You know, it was kind of weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they both, you know, they're both good singers. They did a decent job, but I don't know. It was, and the whole like thing with Link and Link, like standing there with his thumb on his chin going, okay. Yeah. You know, it was like,
and did he think this was going to be like a hotbed of talent, this open mic?
Yes. Night, this could be a life changing night. They say this open mic.
And
Link looked like he'd just been dipped in a vat of oil right before.
Yeah,
the scene.
Like his bangs and clumps.
Yeah, like I'm wondering if they do that on purpose. Like, your character is greasy, so you know we're gonna actually apply grease to you. Really drive the point home.
Yeah, and then next thing you know, we'll have him in the steam room. You know, just all the men will be circulated through the steam room.
Yep. Yucky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a little weird to have like the Michael, the new Michael one day and then the old Michael the next day, you know. That was like a fun pivot, you know.
Pivot
didn't really
help,
I guess.
I don't know. I didn't really even notice. So he's just kind of he's sort of one dimensional to me at the moment.
That's almost meaner than saying something bad about him, you know.
I know.
That character's just interchangeable now, you know.
Yeah. We haven't seen him in the steam room yet, have we?
No, I don't think so, no. That seems like that could be coming, though. I could see him and Dante sitting in the steam room.
Have you ever sat in a steam room?
I have not. Have you?
I have, like, for a little while, we belonged to Gold's Gym, and they had a little, it was very small, in the locker room. There was a little steam room, and so I'd go in there. But the thought of it now, I don't think I'd do it now, like with COVID and everything.
Yeah.
Like the thought of being in this little room and then, you know, dumping water on the hot rocks and having all the COVID boogers
just
rise up
seeping
in the air
into your pores.
You know, like, can you imagine?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
going to a confined space. Like just some stuff that. Yeah, there's just some stuff that you're going to really think twice about now for forever.
You know? That's right. That's right. Like, would you go to a movie theater now?
Well, that's not true. I have been to my father's, his assisted living. They have a little kind of quasi theater. But I did wear a mask. But I have not been back to a movie theater. But I wasn't a huge movie goer to begin with. So.
Have
you been to the movies?
I haven't, not in years. And I would think twice about it. Although, I thought about taking the kid to the movies. So, you know, I wouldn't rule it out, but I would definitely think about it. Yeah, it wouldn't be the same.
Yeah, there's just some stuff that, you were just also happy-go-lucky.
Yeah, happy-go-lucky. Yeah, that's us.
Yeah. Devil may care.
Oh yeah.
What else? I can't think of any other sayings. What else did we have? Well, the trial. We can back up to.
Yeah. Let's talk about the. Oh, and we had a pretty long exchange between Esme and Spencer. That was.
Oh yeah. Oh, jeez-em. She is. I'm afraid of what's going to happen now.
she's
going
like
to be wound.
She's like a coiled snake, isn't she?
Yeah, cornered animal for sure.
Yeah, I thought Spencer did a pretty good job, like sort of like laying out everything, you know, that he had. But, you know, at the same time, if he'd taken any of that stuff to the police, it probably could have built a solid case against Esme, you know. Trina never would have gotten to this point.
And of course he's bluffing. So if she gets a whiff of the fact that it's a bluff, he's got nothing.
Yeah. And you would think, you know, being as lying and duplicitous as she is, that she would smell a bluff miles away, right?
Yeah. And she's probably smarter than him. And if there's something on the paperwork or I don't know, I just feel like she's going to figure that out.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's got the arm waving, but I think
that's not enough.
Yeah, I think she might be a little bit smarter.
Yeah. I wonder, is there a blood type on that paperwork? I would think. Wouldn't you? Oh, shit. Have you gone silent again, Gia? Oh, crap. Okay. Well, it seems to me, I'm not a scientist. I don't do paternity tests, but it seems like there would have been a blood type on that paperwork. And if she saw that and knows her own blood type, that would probably be enough for her to realize that he's bluffing.
Am I back yet?
You're back. Oh, thank
God. am I back? Maybe we're just talking too loudly and you just didn't hear me.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so I'm glad stuff's happening there. The shit's going to hit the fan. One way or the other. When is Ryan going to get wheeled back out and get involved?
right. Yeah. You
know, something's going to happen there. That'll be big when he just stands up and starts talking to everyone.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I guess we do have some surprises maybe around the corner there.
Yep.
I thought Joss did a pretty good job, I guess, you know, talking about friendship and stuff, you know.
Little spitfire. She's so well cast as Carly's daughter, you know.
Yeah.
And you can see Carly like, that's right, that's my girl. You know, even as she's being, what is she labeled? A hostile witness.
Yeah.
It's like, he's like, yes, I'm hostile and I'm proud of it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But yeah, that was good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's coming next on the trial. Who's next to speak?
And Cam wasn't in the courtroom today, right? Or yesterday?
I don't think he was. He was there initially, right?
Yeah, it seems kind of.
He was like, no place he'd rather be than there or whatever he said.
Yep, until he's someplace else, I guess.
Yeah, maybe he's actually had to go to class or something,
you know? Or work at the diner because he's the only employee at this point. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. We'll give him a break, I guess. Sure. But
let's see what else we have. We had a Star Trek reference in today's episode.
Did you like jump out of your chair when you heard that?
I was like, oh man, I liked that movie about the whales.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Did you see that one? Do you remember that one? It was quite silly.
I don't know what you're talking about now.
You don't?
No.
you sound so tired. You sound so weary when you're dealing with
me. Oh, you can't
you know
stuff like that.
You know I'm going to go ahead and explain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought you made it sound like you heard the Star Trek reference.
I heard the reference. I heard him say Trekkie or something. And I thought, well, that's, you know, that's all Gia needs to hear.
Well, then they mentioned, so we're talking about when Spinelli and Austin were speaking and Maxie made it sound like, you know, you need to make an effort to get along with Austin. And and I can't remember who mentioned the movie, but they talked about, I guess it was Austin said he saw the one Star Trek movie where they were trying to save the whales.
Hmm. Okay.
And then I was asking you politely, you remember that particular Star Trek movie?
No.
It had a memorable scene where Spock jumps into a big, they're like at an aquarium, and he jumps in and starts swimming in the tank with the whales so that he can communicate with them, you know? And so, you know, how all the people are watching behind the glass.
Yeah.
You know, suddenly Spock swimming by with the whale. I guess he had to be there.
I feel like you're hallucinating or something.
Anyway.
Okay. Well, yeah, that was nice, Gia. Thanks.
Yeah.
cool. I do want to say that Nina had her scene with Sasha at the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
There's a few things, I guess, at the hospital we could talk about. Yeah. But Nina's not bad as a person in that specific sort of scene, you know, where she's
capacity, yeah,
friend and sort of, you know, mom, I guess. You know, she's, I feel like she doesn't have a real agenda there except to, you know, support.
Yeah, she was truly sympathetic and empathetic.
Yeah.
Empathetic? Empathetic. Sure. Empathic? Sure. Empathic? No. She had empathy. She had
an empath, right?
She had true empathy, it seemed to me, for Sasha.
Uh-huh. And Sasha also managed to cry, so that was nice to see. Yeah.
Yeah, but do you think she was just making that up about the doctor was going to be seeing her as an outpatient? Because I was like, hadn't heard anything about that till just then.
I don't know. I Brando's right to be, you know, sort of concerned.
I also was confused, like, why was Nina bringing her? So Nina, like, somehow broke into their apartment and got clothes for her and a bag of stuff.
When I saw that shirt, I was thinking, huh. Was that one of Sasha's shirts, or did she stop?
Yes. Okay. So it wasn't just me. I was like, the logistics of this are wrong. Why was she bringing clothing?
Yeah.
If she's coming home, why wouldn't Brando have clothing for her since he lives with her, since they're married?
Right.
And how is Nina getting in and out of their house, or did Nina go buy an outfit or something?
Right. And if so,
and if so, was that the best shirt she could find?
I know.
I mean, you were waiting to get there.
Sasha liked it. And I thought, really, Sasha? Come on.
Yeah.
So I feel like these two episodes have raised a lot more questions than they answered.
Just about some logistical things, you know.
Yeah. Like, well, you know, we're.
Which makes me think there are dudes writing it, you know.
Like, right.
We're focused on that. Are those really her clothes or not?
Well, they must. It must be maddening if they ever listen to us. They'd be like, how do they get hung up on the minutia and they can't fucking remember what happened last week, you know?
Or whose baby that is, or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, we're lost. We're lost for the big stuff. But
that's the thing about little stuff like that. If it doesn't ring true, then like the world doesn't seem real.
right. Yes.
You know, it sort of breaks the bubble.
If that had been a pretty blouse, then the whole world would have seemed real.
You think we would have been okay with it? No, I was already wondering. I was like, well, you mean, how did she get your clothes? Like, what?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm like, why would she? I mean, maybe Brando was staying there 24/7 and so couldn't bring clothes, but that didn't appear to me.
Or it seemed like something maybe like Maxie would be a little more like suited for that task, you know?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Huh. We had a little more of Dex changing, moving on.
Yeah, God, what a tool that kid is. But
I like the word tool.
Yeah, that one's okay.
One's all right. It's utilitarian. It's still evocative.
It's not a compliment, really.
It's not a compliment. It's negative. Negative, for sure.
So unlike a real tool, which would be useful, this sort of tool is just, you know.
Yeah. But the other word you like so much has a really yucky vibe.
I'm sorry, Gia. I'm trying not to use it so much.
It's okay. As long as you're not going to walk around with a t-shirt with that on there.
If I could find that t-shirt, I would.
Oh, you lost that t-shirt?
Yeah. Did you take it?
Yeah. I loved it so.
No, just to throw it away so I couldn't wear it anymore. back to Dex, Brando, Sonny. Now that Sonny's had Dex track down the drug dealer, this is where it could get really bad for Sonny, right? Because Dex is working for Michael, who wants to destroy Sonny. So he could pick out any guy and say it's the drug dealer, you know?
Oh, that's true, and have Sonny beat him up. Or, that's true.
That's so that's one thing. But also he could just like, you know, have the cops show up at, you know, at the same time Sonny's taking care of this guy. I don't know. It seems like.
That's true. I didn't even think of that angle. I just thought he'd actually carry out the task. I don't know. I can't quite get what he's doing for Michael.
Yeah. Just helping him bring Sonny down, I think. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I'd kind of forgotten that he'd have to do something to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm concerned about what might happen next here.
You may be right about that. Good thinking.
Thanks, Gia. Thank you.
I know you said you're not sharp, but that was a semi-sharp observation.
That means a lot coming from you. So anywho, I guess we'll have to see. Maybe, you know, Sonny's usually one step ahead of everyone. So, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. He may reveal that he's known all along or something, mm-hmm. that this was a plant. Of course, yeah. They wouldn't tell us, but.
Right. Yeah. But that's the kind of thing. Yeah. Hello. Mm-hmm.
I have a whole different bit of information to give you. But
okay.
You can finish your thought if you must.
I don't think I had a thought.
Oh, okay. I did a little further research on coins on gravestones.
Ah, shit. I was afraid.
Okay. This is mildly interesting. Just so you know, in case you ever want to use this. So the different coins have different meanings if you leave mm-hmm. them on a soldier's grave.
Uh-huh.
So a penny just mm-hmm. means that you visited and paid your respects.
Okay.
A nickel means that you were in boot camp together.
Oh, uh-huh.
Okay. A dime means that you served together.
Uh-huh.
And this is the real heartbreaker. A quarter means that you were there when the person died.
Wow. So Nina could only leave pennies then, right?
I mean, of course, this is all Wikipedia and your Google egg thing. So who knows how accurate.
So you did bring the egg into it this time?
I did, yeah. And I've been asking the egg all kinds of crap and really throwing it for a loop lately.
The egg is sick to death of you, I'm pretty sure. I'm going to have to get you a new egg because that egg is going to just kill itself.
The other day, you know how you normally, I don't want to say it because it'll start up, but you have to say H-E-Y.
Yeah.
But so the other day I said something about getting a party started, you know, like you do.
Uh-huh. Like and, you do, yeah.
And it started up on its own this is a channel known as party music or something.
Pump Up the Jam.
I was like, what?
Something.
Yeah. And I was like, what the hell? Hal? I'm sorry,
Hal. Oh, gosh. Gosh. We've got so a real into that world of yours, like the fighting over colors.
I don't know how accurate that coin thing is, but I thought that's sort of interesting. I might do a little further research and see how far back in time this goes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But it makes me wonder also if it applies to police, because unless Nathan was a soldier and I've forgotten what he...
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe we could nail Nina for trying to pretend that she was actually in the military or something.
That would be the Carly's next move.
We'd be like, you can't leave that nickel, you know.
And then just throw it at her forehead.
I don't know, but I'm a little bit of a sucker for these sort of rituals
you do like a ritual, don't you?
Yeah, well... They serve a purpose, I think, for humans. Mm-hmm. I think we need stuff mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree, Gia.
Anyway, you know, we all have mm-hmm. our little things. I mean, maybe cats have rituals too. I'm not sure.
I feel like they probably do.
Cats, dogs, you know,
I was going to say more than dogs, but dogs certainly have their things that they do. You know,
like the circling three times,
and the sort of scratching a hole in what they think is dirt, but it's actually like a bed.
I've seen cats like doing sort of a little dance to the gods right before they munch right down on a bird or something,
Good one, Gia. Good one. I was going for like innocent, playful things, you know. Right down. Right down.
I'm surprised
sometimes
you like that.
I feel like you don't know me.
Sometimes I feel like I really do.
Sometimes I wish you didn't.
You're just sorry that you know me. That's really what you're getting at.
We're just like, so I feel like we're so much alike until we're not.
And then it's like divergent, seriously divergent path. But yeah.
But we come back for a hospital.
Yeah, for a hospital. We bond over the hospital.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll try not to look anything else up. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, well, there's rituals and there's talking about rituals, you know.
Yeah, you want to talk some more about rituals?
Not today, okay? Not today. One thing I... or next time.
Okay.
Or the time after that. But question, why suddenly are we not hanging out at the pool and everybody's in the steam room when it's fucking 100 degrees outside?
That is a good question. I don't know. Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's a heat wave, the whole Northeast, right? You guys are sweltering up there. We've been sweltering, so we don't know the difference.
But, yeah, right.
Yeah, you'd think the pool would be the... I don't know, but I feel like... I don't know about other soaps, but I feel like we've got a wide variety of settings lately. Like,
yeah.
Like, make an effort to...
to mix it up.
Settings.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Maybe like the place with Comet, like that living room will become a new hangout for people and the horse will just be standing there. And it looks like he would walk right into the room, right? Why doesn't he?
I know, it's the oddest setup for a barn. And they really need to show us that there are more horses than one for Cody to take care of.
And it would it be possible to have Comet in his stall and not have there be like a horsey smell?
Probably not. No, I mean, that's weird. It's just weird.
Yeah. So I'm not sure how much living you're doing in that room next to the stall.
Yeah. The whole thing is
date with
bizarre.
Dinner, you know, right. Like near the stall. I don't know.
Yeah. It's bizarre.
Yeah. Cody's not getting any, I hope.
No. Well, okay. I don't know. Have we covered it?
We've covered it, Gia.
We covered it. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I hope some of these nice people take you up on your t-shirt offer because they're pretty cool t-shirts. And, you know, tell us about yourself and how long you've been watching Hospital and all that good stuff.
Yeah, it's great to hear from people. It really is.
Yeah. And we appreciate you listening.
We sure do. We have people listening all over the world sometimes.
I know.
Yeah.
It's wacky,
Bahamas,
isn't it?
Bahamas, South Africa, Russia, France, Belgium. Yeah.
Pretty cool. So we appreciate it.
Yes, we do. All right, Gia.
Okay, we'll catch up in a few days.
Yeah. Okay, you have a good night.
Okay, you too. See you later.